What's up, Breakthrough Success listeners? Mark Burdick, the podcasting coach here, helping people launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts. And if you are thinking about spreading your message, one of the best ways to do that is with a book. And a book really has the power to transform your brand and also your entire life. So our guest, she actually helps people do just that, write these transformational books, guide them through a process, and allow her clients to achieve a lot of success. And in addition to that, she's a USA Today and Wall Street Journal bestselling author, coach, and publisher. Since 2004, she has helped nearly 80,000 inspiring authors in 127 countries, which is pretty amazing. Her clients have become bestsellers. Others have signed publishing deals. They've used their books to speak on stages worldwide. They've appeared on places like CBS, CNN, ABC, NBC, New York Times, and TEDx. So a lot of her clients have gone on to achieve a lot of really awesome results. And they haven't just gotten these really big results like money and stuff like that, but they've also been able to change their lives through their work. So our guest who's made this possible for her clients, and she will provide a lot of insights so that you can go on and do something just like that. So our guest who joins us is none other than Christine Closer. Christine, welcome to the show.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, Christine, thank you so much for coming on Breakthrough Success and to write a book. I mean, when you write your first one, you feel really good. I recently helped someone write their first book, and I still remember when I wrote my first book. So being able to write that first book is really big. So I think we start with that person who maybe hasn't written a book, then we'll expand, talk about some stuff for people who have written books. So for people who haven't written their first book yet, what are some of the strategies we can use to go from that idea to the published book?
Oh my gosh. Well, one of the most important things that I always tell people is when you want to write a book, don't just sit down and start writing the book. You've got to build a foundation underneath it first. It's like, you know, you wouldn't build a house without a blueprint. You wouldn't just start throwing stuff together. You'd get a picture of what it is you're building and why it is you're building it. Who, in fact, you're building it for, like who's going to live inside of that house. And then and only then can you begin to map it out and see what the pieces and parts and what all the rooms are going to be. And it's the same thing for your book. You've got to have a sense of who is this book for? Why am I writing it in the first place? You know, what's its big purpose in the world? And from that, you can then figure out, well, what are all the chapters? And, you know, what's the information, the content that needs to be in this book? So just don't start writing first. Build some foundation.
And I love the idea of building the foundation. If you rush into writing, you'll be like, what do I write about next? What do I do now? And then that's the frustration of the book writing process because you don't have that foundation in place, as Christine mentions. And I mean, writing your first book, it's just something you just got to commit the time to and have that foundation. But let's say that someone wants to like be really impactful with their first book right away. Like, you know, a lot of your clients, I mentioned earlier, have become best-selling authors, gotten the media publicity. So how can we leverage our books to get that kind of exposure?
I think so. The number one thing that I really tell authors have to figure out is, you know, how do they want that book to transform their business? I talk about these four quadrants, these four areas in which you need to look through. And quadrants is the business quadrant. So what's the transformation you want? Because I've had some clients who, like, they hardly sold any books. But in the first 6 months of that book coming out, they generated more than $100,000 of additional revenue because that book got their phone to ring and got people to, you know, do business with them. Another client, for instance, like she knew that she wanted to write this book and become an author because she wanted to open doors for her for speaking engagements internationally. She wanted to get beyond the, you know, borders of the United States and speak internationally. And as a result of her writing her book called Career Recharge, you know, she's now spoken in Spain, she's spoken up in Canada, she's off to the UK soon, and her business is exploding. So it's really difficult to say everyone should exactly do this because it depends on what the shift is that you want in your business. Maybe you want to get more speaking engagements. Maybe you want to get your phone ringing. Maybe you want to get more people into a program that you have online, or, you know, maybe you want, who knows what it could be. So just get clear for yourself. What is the big transformation that you want this book to have for your business, and then aim it towards that specific goal that you want. Because it can do that. I've seen it do that for clients over and over and over again, but it's different depending upon what that person wants and how they want their business to grow.
Now, I mean, I love that idea of knowing what you want your book to do for you before you go ahead and write it, because a book, like, you know, you can say you're an author, but there's so much more. I mean, Christine really hit on all those points, getting clients from your book, getting speaking gigs from your book, getting customers. There's so many different things a book can do for you if you do it right. So I think we should approach each of those one at a time, because I feel like they're like, I want to get more stage speaking appearances. I want to get more clients. I feel like a lot of you listening to this, like, you're thinking, I want all those different things. And I think if we go one at a time to see like what's the best approach for each of those, I think that'll really give you guys listening a good insight. So I think if we first approach this from the standpoint of getting clients from a book, what would that approach look like?
Well, primarily, I mean, one of the best ways to get clients is to get into a conversation with them, whether that's you yourself or someone on your team who sort of does those sort of consulting calls to see if someone's a right fit for you. And I mean, literally, it can be as simple as doing two things. One thing is making sure that as you write the book, that you are peppering the book with stories about the kind of work you do with clients and the kind of transformations and results that you've helped those clients get. Because as they're reading these stories that you've put into the book, they're putting themselves automatically in the seat of that, you know, client. Like, wow, if they did that for this person, they could do that for me. So you've got to make sure that you include client stories and, you know, the results that you've gotten for people. And then the second thing, if you really want to grow your business and get more clients, is to make that very clear and explicit in the book itself. Tell people, you know, go here now to schedule a free consultation. You know, you can put it in the back matter of the book. You can, you know, you can even write it in the copy of the book. But if you don't tell them exactly what you want them to do and where to go and how to do it and how easy it is and how excited you are to talk with them and help them and, you know, whatever it is that you're going to help them do, they could just read the book and put it down and never knowing that you were even available for them to reach out to and work with directly. So be specific and plant seeds with sharing some of those success stories. And that's two of the best things you can do to help actually grow the business with the book.
And I feel like that back of the book is something very underutilized. A lot of people, they just say in conclusion, they end the book and then they do an about the author. But you
drives
could,
me crazy when I see that, Mark. Absolutely
real
nuts.
Estate.
The most valuable real estate. Absolutely.
I mean, it would be like, you know, someone listening to the end of Breakthrough Success, an episode. And if you stick with us to the end of this episode, you're very different in terms of like how much you like my content, how much you like Christine, versus if you just listen to this for like 10 seconds. So that's where at the end of the book, you can have your strategy calls. A lot of authors, they'll do like other books by the author. There's just so many things you could put in the back. I'm wondering, what are some of the things you suggest putting in the back? Like a strategy call, like services? Is there anything that I feel like even people who know about the back of the book are missing out on?
Well, definitely there is specific instruction for people to contact you if they're interested in getting a strategy call. That's a big one. Like sometimes I like it actually in one of my books, like I have just a resource page and there's four different things that I list. It's like, if you're interested in writing a book, you know, you can go here to learn more about my program. You know, if you want to work with me as a private coaching client, you know, email here to my team so we can set up a time to talk. So I give them some very specific options. So what are all of the possible ways that you might want one of your readers to engage with you? And you can just do a resource section that gives them the options. You could do this, you could do that, you could come to my event, you could do private coaching, you could do a VIP day. Just let them know what's available. But if there is one specific thing that you know you want them to do to get them sort of in that sweet spot in your business, then like put a little bit more emphasis on that one where you want them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I like that, because you can have a lot of offers in play, but you know which one's going to be like the mix of like the most revenue and the most impact on the person. And for a lot of people, that is coaching, because you can charge like hundreds of dollars, or even thousands of dollars an hour, depending on your status and what kind of client you want to attract. So coaching would be a really big impact thing. And again, like if you include the client stories, you have the stuff at the back of the book, that's going to really help you with getting clients from your book. Now, I'm wondering if you could also share with us, how do we get speaking gigs from a book? Because there are things you include in the book, but there's also like making sure it's in the hands of the right people. So I'm wondering what your thoughts are on that.
Yes. Well, using a book to get more speaking engagements, first of all, just when you're pitching yourself to various, you know, speaking opportunities, whether it's a local, you know, Rotary Club or a Chamber of Commerce, or it's, you know, to be on a stage at a larger event, when you're pitching yourself, and if there's two of you who are, you know, going for the same speaking spot, speaking on the same topic, and one of you is an author, like right away, you've got leverage. And it kind of puts you a spot above the other person who's talking about the same topic, but didn't write the book on the very topic. So that's one of the ways, is just making sure that everybody knows, because I've seen authors that, like, their book is out, but they don't feature it in their own bios when they're actually out there pitching for speaking engagements. So you can do it that way. You can also offer, you know, your book to everyone in the audience. You know, that can be an extra incentive. You know, sometimes people wrap it into a speaking fee, or they make it available for free to close the deal. So you can leverage your, you could just leverage your book in a number of different ways to help you get those engagements and open doors. You know, if you're the type of person who goes on referrals and you're asking someone, hey, do you know some, you know, place that might be a good fit for me for speaking, and they make an introduction and you drop that print book in the mail with a, you know, personally signed copy and a letter, and that goes in the mail to them. And then you follow up with the email saying, oh, I sent you a signed copy of my book and such and so, you know, suggested that I might be a good fit for this upcoming conference. There, like, you can just use it in a lot of different ways to boost your own clout and credibility for those influencers who can put you on stages.
And Christine brings up a very important point. The book, like being able to send it to people, like the book is the business card on steroids. And I feel like if you don't have a book, you really, it's not having a book nowadays is like not having a business card like 20 years ago. Like, business cards are still pretty important, but they definitely had a much higher emphasis, especially when social media wasn't a thing. But not having a book now, in my eyes, is like not having a business card. I like to do shorter books, 80 to 90 pages, just because shipping them out is less expensive per book. So that's going to be the tip I offer there. But there's a lot of different ways you could leverage a book to open a lot of different doors. And I feel like a lot of the stuff around speaking, around getting clients from your book, is very similar approach you would take if you want to like get someone to enroll into your course, or to buy additional copies of your book. Would you say like it's the same approach for those two, or is there like some slightly different game plan for if you want to use your book to get more course and book sales?
I mean, it's pretty much the same approach. I mean, if you want more people to sign up for your course, then you want to make sure that in the book, you're talking about the successes you had in the course. You know, I talked earlier, if you want people to contact you for a strategy session and potentially be a private coaching client, you know, then you want to share stories in the book about how it was working with your clients. Well, if the goal in the book is to have people in your course, then share stories about the success people have had in your course. If you want that book to get you more speaking engagements, then you can share stories in the book about, you know, this particular audience you're speaking in front of and how many people it was and the transformations that happened and what the impact was for the company that you're speaking at or the conference you spoke at. So you can drop in those stories to emphasize, you know, where it is you want people. So yeah, if it's online courses, then share success stories from your online course inside the book.
We have a lot more great content coming up, but first I want to give a shout out to our sponsor for this episode. And if you are someone who is looking to create cultural change, or if you are someone who has toxic thoughts or thoughts that aren't perfect, thoughts that kind of feel like they're holding you back, you are going to enjoy this book written by my friend Mark Lewis. Give a DAMN, which will be in the show notes. The link will be available. The book is on Amazon, but the book gives you a breakthrough of being able to achieve that cultural change, being able to achieve that change within yourself, so you're able to move forward, accomplish the different goals that you set for yourself, and really get on that path to excellence. That book will be in the show notes. Mark was a previous guest on Breakthrough Success, and let's get right back into the episode.
And again, I love the idea of stories, because not only does it, is it stories that, you know, it positions you better as an expert, but stories are things that people will not forget, or like that it's less likely to forget, because you could tell them tactics and stuff, and that's good. Like, people will remember if you write a really good book or something like that, but people will remember your story a lot, especially if it's a story that really resonates with them. I mean, I know if you read enough nonfiction books, like whether it's self-help or business books, you remember a few of the stories you pick up from the books, just because we're naturally hardwired to want to read stories and remember them better. One of the questions I do have, though, is like, people read a book not expecting to be sold on this stuff. It happens. People end up being clients and getting you for a speaking gig and different stuff like that. But how do we balance providing value in the book and selling without hitting that salesy line?
Well, first and foremost, because I think we've all seen those books. Like, I remember reading some of the books, you know, several years ago where it was like every page had a URL to a sales letter. And like the whole thing, like, what am I reading a book or am I reading just a really long sales right. letter? And you don't want to feel like that really long sales letter. So you still have to write a really good book. Know who your audience is. Know the impact that you want to have for that audience. Like, how do you want to transform those readers' lives? And if you make the commitment in the writing of the book to achieve that transformation for them, and you pepper into the book these stories and things that just plant seeds at the possibility of working with you with a very specific invitation in the back matter, they're still getting a ton of value. Like, don't hold back what they need to get that transformation in the book itself because you want them to work with you. Like, give it to them. Don't hold the information back. Give it to them. And you'll be able to tell, like, when you're writing your own book, if it doesn't feel right, chances are it's not right. And maybe you do need to step back and just, okay, what's my commitment to my reader? If they start at point A and I want them to land at point B, is what I'm writing helping them experience that transformation and get from point A to point B? And as long as you're meeting, delivering that value, they'll come along with you and they'll, you know, they'll tolerate and maybe even welcome their peppering in of the little seeds that you're planting about the ways that they might be able to work with you. But keep the reader always in mind. Yes, you want them to become clients. Yes, I want them to book you as a speaker. Yes, you know, you want them to buy your course, whatever your yes is. But first, serve them. Remember them. Write your best book for them. And they'll come along with, the right ones will come along with you.
I really love that advice because when a lot of people hear about, like, you know, like, tell client stories, tell speaking stories, you don't want it to be like a whole story of like, you know, like story number one, story number two, story number three, and like, you know, like without end. You want to be able to have that balance and being able, like, the story in itself can be the value sometimes. Like me talk about how I help someone launch their own podcast, that's going to be a value story. But, you know, if I lace 10 of those together and don't really say anything different, then it's going to be salesy and people aren't going to like it as much. So it's good to pepper them in, something Christine's been mentioning throughout this episode. I'm going to go back though to something you said right in the beginning, which is setting that foundation. And some people say like foundation, some people say outline, but in that foundation, you want to think about where you want to insert your stories because that's going to allow it to flow a lot better. You could easily transition from point to point. So I would say when you're planning out your book, plan out what stories you want to include and where you want to include them and how you're going to incorporate with the rest of your book. So it's something that fits instead of like, I'm talking about a few different things here, but oh, by the way, let me tell you about the story, how I transformed someone's life. So I think,
you know, Mark, can I jump in here for a sec?
Yeah,
I have a good analogy that might help here. And that is, I often tell people, like, your teaching, your wisdom, your knowledge that you want to impart to your readers, that is like the lead actor in a movie. Your stories are like the supporting actors and actresses in that movie. So, you know, you kind of want to think of like, okay, here's what I want to teach, and then match it to a story that will drive home what you're teaching. The stories can't just like be a story dropped in that isn't connected, as just as you were saying. You want to make sure that you are connecting story to teaching points and wisdom that you're sharing with your readers so that it just helps them get the wisdom in a deeper level and it plants a seed of how they might be able to work with you a little bit further. But first and foremost, that story is deepening their readers' understanding of what it is you're teaching, giving them an example so they can really get it and see it and embrace it. And, you know, have the seed planted of that, woo, well, maybe they could do that for me too. That makes sense?
Yeah, I mean, I like the lead role and like knowing that's the value and having the support. Like the story should just support your content so it feels like it all fits in. It's not supposed to feel like you're selling something. It's supposed to feel like part of the story. So I love that analogy. One thing that I also love as well is the fact that you are starting a new podcast. At the time this comes out, that podcast will be up. So we will be throwing that in the show notes. But are there any other places you want us to go so we can keep following your work and follow you along your journey?
Well, absolutely. Thank you. I know I'm so excited. Like at the Get Your Book Done podcast is coming up because my core program is called Get Your Book Done. So why not do a podcast helping people get their books done? But I think the most important thing I'd like to share is just a free resource to help you put the first piece of foundation in place for your book, if that's okay. Yeah. It's called the Transformation Quadrant. It's a very simple but powerful tool that'll help you get the blueprint together for your book in as little as 15 minutes. It's quick, it's simple, it's free, and you can grab a copy of that free book. I don't know, are you going to have a link in the show notes? You want me to give it?
Okay. We'll have the link in the show notes.
Perfect. So just go to the show notes and grab a copy of that book. And it's a quick read, but I've seen so many authors just completely have lights go off like that they never even knew could go off, just by doing that transformation quadrant for their own book. So start there. And once you opt in for that, you'll be in my world and I'll share more resources with you.
Well, Christine, thank you so much for sharing all those resources, which will be in the show notes. And it was a pleasure to have you on Breakthrough Success. And I wish you the best of luck with your podcast.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure being here with you.